Braden Brown now joined by Bob Blair, girls basketball coach for Northern Heights. We always appreciate him stopping by. Bob, it's hard to believe we've made it to the very end of the regular season. Just one more contest to play tonight. But before we look at tonight's matchup, a big win for the Wildcats on Tuesday night. Can you walk us through some of the key moments?
Yeah, we had a home game Tuesday night with Harrington. That was our senior night. That's our last home game this season. So our two seniors going out, Bree Pierce and Jaitlin Johnson, got to play their last game on their home floor with a 31-point win, so that was great for them and great for the team. Our kids just came out in the game. We full-court pressed them about the whole game, and I think our kids' athleticism and us being in shape and really came to bear in that game. You know, we got a lot of layups off of steals off of our press. We had good balance scoring the whole game, inside versus outside. And in the games this year where we've had good balance scoring inside and outside, we've done very well. Just all around, the girls played a really, really good game. We were up 14 at the half and just extended that lead and won by 31. One of the big benefits was we had three players in double figures. We had, I think Addie Peterson had 13 points, and Avery Patton had 15 points, and Bree Pierce had 10 points. So we had good balance between those three starters. And, a lot of kids played. A lot of kids came off the bench. Everybody did the job. It was a great team effort. It was a good boost for us here at the end of the season as we're preparing to go to Substate.
And I'm sure as a coach, you love to be able to empty that bench a little bit further, get some girls minutes that normally don't get to play.
Yeah. Recently had an injury with Megan Allen getting injured. She was one of our starters, but we've had other kids step up and come in and fill that role, and it's been good. It's given us some depth. You know, we hate to see Megan hurt, but it has allowed us to get some depth and get some other kids some playing time here at the end of the season, and looking forward to playing Central Heights this evening. I think that's a team that we match up well with. I think we'll have a slight size advantage like we did with Harrington. And they're a team that's, I think, a lot similar to Harrington.
You mentioned the Vikings. What do you think the biggest key to tonight's game is going to be for you guys to pick up the win?
Yeah, I think it's key that we continue to just exert full court pressure and half court pressure and just use our athleticism and our defense to score points. That's kind of been our bread and butter this year in the games that have been close and the games that we've won. Is just using that athleticism and our defensive pressure. And I think just, continuing to have that balance inside and outside scoring, just being, dual threats.
When we look at the season kind of as a whole, Coach, Kesha allowing schools to schedule up to 23 games, just kind of for yourself personally and talking with other coaches, what's been your thought to that so far?
Yeah, I wasn't too sure about it at first, because basketball season's always a long grind, and it seems like toward the season kids are getting tired, coaches are getting tired sometimes. But I think I like the ability to play the extra three games. We decided to play two extra games, 22 instead of 23. And we were able to pick up some teams that we normally don't see and don't play, out of our area and out of our league. So from that standpoint, I think I like it, picking up those extra couple games, just so we see somebody different. We get to play people that we're not that familiar with.
Definitely makes sense. As you get ready for the Substate, what is it going to take for the Wildcats to win a couple of games and go on a nice little run?
Yeah, I think Substate standings this week, I think we're ranked 13th out of 17 teams in our Substate. So if things don't change too much, we'll be going to play a 4 seed. And I think, I look at our league and the, just the schedule difficulty in our league, in our area, versus some other parts of the state. I don't want to denigrate other parts of the state, but, there's definitely a lot of teams out there in our Substate that are from leagues that just don't have the strength of schedule that we have. And I've told our girls, we can compete with anybody, when we play hard and we show up to compete. And I think they believe that because they, they come to practice every day and work extremely hard. They, in our games this year, they worked extremely hard. You know, we've been in a lot of games, had a lot of close games, and so I think that, you know, as we prepare for sub-state, I think definitely the win over Harrington this week's a boost. If we can duplicate that tonight against Central Heights, I think that gives us a lot of confidence going in as a 13 seed, maybe playing a team that's had a padded schedule.
Northern Heights girls basketball coach Bob Blair, we always appreciate his insights. Coach, thanks for the time, and we'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks.
Hey, thanks a lot. We really appreciate it.